We had an update from Bryce LeBrun, who actually works for Dakota County. And back in January, they had an outreach gathering at the YMCA, which they will be having again futuristically. And so they have four projects that they've kind of deemed for this, four different layouts. And what they're asking for is, now that they've been kind of designed, they'll bring the public back in and get their, you know, comments on it. And, you know, these studies are brought about because of concerns of the community. And that particular road, which is Second Street and up the hill out to, you know, like the Lock and Dam Road, up the Lock and Dam Road out to like toward Ninninger, it's a very high speed road because it's so wide. People feel that they can drive faster on it. So, like I said, there's four alternatives that they can go with. They haven't decided which. They want the community to be able to speak their voice as to what they would like to see. So how can they slow traffic down and still allow pedestrian movement? And so there is four sites. If people would like to go onto the website, they can go on and see them, or they can actually come out to the next scheduled meeting, which it will be at the YMCA May 6th. It's 4:30 to 6:30. And that's where they actually have the designs that they decided. And they ask the community to come in and they take the little post-it notes. And they say that you can say what you feel, yes or no, or I like this or I don't, or we need more of this or we need more of that. So they've really done a really good job in bringing the community in. And I think there will actually be two more outreach for that. And this project, you know, we're still working on it, but it doesn't really take action until like 2027, I think. So it's, you know, a long ways out, but we still have to have those conversations to help them make the right choices for our community.